For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. In his primary race, Governor Asa Hutchinson said he's helped bring more than 60,000 jobs to the state since taking office. Of course, not all those jobs are the same. As part of Arkansas Public Media's ongoing partnership with the Journalism Department at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, student Andrew Epperson has this profile of low-wage workers in and around the state's flagship university.
Tony Gazaway is a 25-year-old custodian at the University of Arkansas.
I work 11 o'clock at night until 7:30 in the morning.
One day, he hopes to learn in the same classrooms he cleans.
Just to be able to go back and say, you know, well, I used to clean, or I still do, clean these rooms on a daily basis, that'd be really cool.
When he first came to Fayetteville, he got a job at the city's public library as a jack-of-all-trades, working part-time as a groundskeeper, security guard, and yes, custodian. The pay was okay to support his wife and baby, but then he got laid off. It was Christmas time. His finances evaporated, and that, he says, threatened his role within his small family.
It was just rough, you know, because you need something set in stone, especially having a young infant like that. It definitely added a lot to the stress factor that was already sky high.
Things got so difficult that Gazaway had to ask his father-in-law for money, which is one of the more difficult things he's ever brought himself to do.
Whenever me and my wife got married, he walked up, you know, he was fighting back the tears, you know. And he walked up and he shook my hand, he hugged me, and he whispered in my ear, he said, you can take care of her, dude. I said, I will. And here I am, not even 7 months later, I'm having to come to him to ask for help.
Gazaway is just one of many low-wage workers in Northwest Arkansas. The University of Arkansas's Advanced Reporting and Data Journalism class worked over the course of the spring semester to identify these people and tell their stories. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 25% of families in the area live in poverty. That's less than $25,000 a year for a family of four. Many of the parents are working for a living. We visit many of them at work every day. They're store clerks and janitors, even entry-level sales associates. For example, waiters and waitresses in Washington County and the Northwest Arkansas area make roughly 20% less annually than the national average wage. Yet the class found in our interviews another dimension to these numbers. What we found are stories of hope. While some people's finances aren't optimistic, these folks still believe in a bright future, not dictated by their current situations. One of those people is 38-year-old Chris Pfaff, who works evenings at Easy Mart, then sleeps in his truck.
You know, you got to fight every day to try and get a shower. You got to fight every day to try and get your laundry done and everything else. But I'm sorry, I can at least still hold my head up high.
Many of the workers interviewed were younger. The Census Bureau reports that 19% of people between ages 18 and 34 are in poverty in Washington County. That's 5% higher than the national average. Northwest Arkansas is a place identified with Fortune 500 campuses, from Walmart and Tyson to J.B. Hunt. Shouldn't that prosperity raise the living wage of even hourly workers? Executive Director for the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance, Kathy Webb, says those kinds of businesses give a false sense of security for those who don't really know what happens in the area.
There is an assumption that folks up there are doing well. And of course, there are a lot of people doing well, but there are significant numbers of people who maybe who aren't doing so well.
Webb says she sees two priorities to help low-wage workers.
From what I hear, it's the lack of affordable housing. It is the lack of job opportunities, you know, and issues like that.
Well, Gazaway says he's not planning on keeping his gig as a custodian forever.
It could be almost used as almost a tool to show the importance of striving to do the best that you can, finishing education, and having the foundation built that you need to be able to get a job so you don't have to go and scrub toilets like Daddy did.
One day, Gazaway will trade the squirt bottles, trash duties, For a new job, one as a student. Gasaway hopes to use the university's hefty tuition discount for employees to study computers and pursue a career in game design.
I want to go into the video game industry. I want to be able to design these programs and write code and stuff like that.
Whenever I come in here, I just kind of check.
For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Andrew Epperson.
Look at the tops here. If there's any kind of dust or anything like that, hit those, get everything dusted. Windows, make sure there's not a lot of handprints on it or none of the windows are left open.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.